Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Between Two Worlds with your host, psychic medium Derek Weisskycloud on bbsradio.com. And I'm also under a satellite. So, not under the satellite, but I'm on the satellite. And if you also today, those who wish to do call-ins, our lines are open, and the call-in numbers are, everybody's got their pencil and pen and your crayon. It's 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. And it has been a beautiful day. The weather is warm. My wife even had to turn on the air conditioner. I'm located in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And I'm in the western region of Canada, and where we don't get snow here, but I mean, right now it's summertime. It's a wonderful weekend, and here today actually is the recognizable day, is Canada Day, July the 1st. So everyone out there, it's a big, like to say, wish everyone a wonderful day, Canada Day. We recognize ourselves as being Canadians. And as we walk around with our flags and we wave it in the air like the Americans do with their flags on 4th of July, and that's coming up quite soon, and on the 4th. So it's going to be it's a day of celebration of who we are, and in Canada, as well as what I do here as a psychic medium. And if anyone else out there wishes to call in regarding any kind of question regarding whether it's a reading, a complimentary read, or if you want to ask about past lives, because sometimes people always ask about, you know, who was I like, what was I like to be in a past life. Or also, you can also call in any kind of question regarding angels or any kind of work. So the phone number is 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. Now, I do psychometry as well, and the word psychometry is also feeling people's energies from an item that they actually possess, which basically could be, you know, a piece of furniture, could be a piece of clothing, a photograph, and that's another part where we're readers like ourselves read. It's not always what we read as in tarot cards or cards. There's actually different forms of people I've met in my life that actually have used all types of different tools. One lady I met many years ago, a good friend still to this day, she actually uses a combination of all kinds of little gadgets. Actually, what she had was, I call them gadgets, I guess. She used to drop chicken bones and different varieties of other little tools, and she would, you know, as if you're playing dice, so to speak, and she'd lay it down and she would lay it out in front of you, and she'd read you that way. And she does readings as well, and she is a wonderful good friend. And she reads people in that way, in that form. Some people read ordinary decks of cards, not just your tarot deck. And ordinary deck of cards is as if you're playing poker, so you can just play a canasta, or you can play gin rummy, and just the same type of cards. And that these people would actually use a regular deck of cards. That's basically what was used many, many generations ago. These used regular deck of cards, and then years later, when they decided to start to draw on paper goods, then they started to create their own cards and design. And then now to this day, if you ever go into any of the stores, there's a lot of people out there now who are more stores now than ever, are actually carrying so many different designs of cards, tarot cards, that have been made, all kinds of items. Like, some people have angel cards. I think there's about three or four people who have had different varieties of types of angel cards in their business, maybe more now. There's all types of Arthurian type of cards, which is your Rider-Waite tarot deck. There's also, and different varieties of publisher, or what kids call the artist and the writer, the producer. And there's also aboriginal cards. Now, I want to use the word aboriginal because the aboriginal means a multicultural from different parts of the world, which is from Asian to African to Aborigine to First Nations here in Canada, which you call North American Indian. There's all types of cards that we've used. There's even path cards. There's even animal totem cards. There's such a huge variety of all types of cards. And there's even, which some one lady actually did one up, crystal cards, you know, pictures of crystals on there, and what they mean to other people. There's, what else is out there? There's so many different kinds of varieties. Even just simple drawing pictures, and there's so many out there that are happening to this day. Now, I'm just saying this for this moment, as at this moment, everybody has all types of decks of cards out there, tarot decks of cards out there for readings. But here's a deck of cards that I've always thought about, you know. Somebody should start a deck of saint cards of all the saints in the world. Somebody, now somebody could say to me, well, how come you didn't make a deck? I don't know anything about all the saints. I'm very honest about it. That would take years of research, but if anybody who's a professional in the field knows all the church saints, I recommend anybody who wants to start a deck of cards on saints, and there's somebody out there who's going to do it, I know they will, it's worth it, because it'll help ease a lot of the, I guess you'd say, the questioning of what we do for a living. And if you brought in more Christianity with this, in those deck of cards, it would help change people's way they're thinking. So I think that, and some people might not going to agree with it, but I think it's a really great idea if you start doing the individual pictures of saints, Saint Mary, Saint Agnes, Saint Teresa, you know, and do with the card that meaning what its meaning is. I think it's a really fantastic idea. Anyways, all types of decks of cards that are out there, and I've been noticing them through the years, and it's a huge, huge business now these days. But like I said before, decks of cards are also great tools. They're great tools to use to learn about reading either yourself or learning about what you can use, how to utilize it. But I do highly recommend this. If you're going to use tarot decks or if you're going to start talking to spirits more often, I recommend everyone out there to do a prayer before you start. Prayer protection, because it's important. Sometimes people don't use prayer protection. They just say, oh, well, here's my deck, and start doing it up. And then they wonder why things don't feel comfortable, because you may not have done a positive prayer to see where your path is going. You're just taking it as an example, thinking, okay, well, you know, I'll just do this and I'm okay. But it's good to put out a deck of cards if you want to do some readings for yourself or anyone else. And people used to always say, too, now here's another question, another one you used to ask me. How come we can't read ourselves? Well, we can if we believe in the path that we're taking. And it's very important that we have to believe in the path we're taking. For example, I just got a call from a friend that she wants to see her life successful even further itself, to help families, to help children, to help all kinds of people in the community. And she wants to do this. And if she believes in herself, knowing that she'll be successful in what she does, that path, that energy that you take is going to happen because you want it to happen. If you have a dream, and if you look at, take it like a lot of people used to say, well, here one particular man, I'm sure everyone out there would know, when that man says, I had a dream, that man, he basically stated to believe in yourself, knowing that you'd be successful. All of you out there know who that person is when he said, I had a dream. There's also another man out there who also followed that dream, and that was Malcolm X, for example. He had a dream. His dream was to help his future, to see the future of a good life. There's other people out there that had dreams. St. Teresa had a dream of seeing people fulfill their dream. What a reading is about is fulfilling your dream, fulfilling your life, having to have a good life. And there's also dreams that we do have. And those dreams are also important to us. Now, dreams sometimes can be scary sometimes. People think that, you know, well, you know, this dream is really scary. I don't like listening to it. I don't want to pay attention to it. You want to scare it away or chase it away or not think about it. Then there's really weird dreams. You don't know why they're weird. You know, it could be the most outrageous thing happening in your head, and you think, man, I got really weird dreams. Or you have some really sexual dreams. Sometimes you have those as well. But I will say this. Here's one example a couple of guys, or actually one guy one time called me up, and he said to me, I had a dream that my pants were off my body, like I was bottomless, like I had no pants on, no underwear on, I felt naked. And I said, were you wearing a shirt? And he said, yeah. So I asked him, I said, are you having an affair? He never answered me. He hung up the phone. So sometimes your dreams carry your guilt. So be aware of that. Dreams can also, they're also good, they're important to us because they're showing us the future sometimes. They're showing us the way our path is going. They show us, you know, how inspirational that we can fulfill that life that we have. It's always good to log your dreams and log your feelings on paper as well. So I recommend, if you don't have a booklet of your own, a scribbler and a pen, I recommend one to have by your bedside so you can actually write those dreams down. And some people out there also say that I don't dream. Yeah, you do dream. You just don't want to dream, or you just tend to become a habit that you don't want to think about the dream. But they're there. Dreams are there. I think when some people think that a dream has to have a cloud in it somewhere, you know, like we talk about the cloud in the dream. But it's not really true. It is actually, a dream is, like I said, it could be in different forms. You could be becoming that person that you don't realize who you could become. You may think, okay, that I would never do that, but yet you're there. There's different types of dreams that we find that are so strange at times. We find them that are kind of very sexy. We kind of find them very exciting, and also seeing the future. Some people don't like see always the future. They think that if, for example, if you see someone that's going to be passing in a dream and you think, oh my God, they're going to die, what am I going to do? I feel very unsettled about that. I don't understand how this is going to work. But I feel that it will benefit. And when you learn to accept the future, what you have in your life, and to see what's going to happen next, not to be afraid of it, but because basically your path and dreams is showing you where you're going, is leading you to where you're going. And sometimes people say, well, you know, I really don't want to see that future. I'm kind of scared. You know, I don't want to see somebody die. Well, try not to use the word die. Try not to use the word fear of death, because it's just a transition part of life. But we're not always going to hit that wall with whether you see a car accident, because it also has a symbol to it. That symbol can also mean that person is hitting the wall because they feel they're stuck. There's a reason for that. And it does take time. It does take time to understand your dreams. It does take time to understand the path that you're taking. When the difference between a dream and a vision, whether it's awake or asleep, they're not too different. They're similar, but not too different. The dream itself is unconscious. You're not making any efforts physically to try to find what's going on, but sometimes your mind is trying to get you to go on that journey to find out what's going to happen next. So it's basically as if you're going through a soap opera or a scene, and you're trying to figure out what's going to happen in the end. Trying to save this person, trying to run away from this person, trying to face the dogs at the door, something that you will show as a symbol. The other part of it is when you're awake and you're getting visions, and the visions don't always have to be physically with eyes, but just with thought, because people are probably thinking about you, or when you're doing a reading for someone, you're getting the visions because they're asking you to, so that their energy and your energy combined is showing them what's going to happen in that vision. So it's almost like a dream, because basically you're showing them what you see. And there are times, too, in my life that when I have a client that comes over, I'll have a dream about them before they even arrive. I don't even know who they are. I have no idea who they are. And yet when they do show up and they'll say, you know what, I had this vision, this dream, and I have to share this with you, and I shared it with them because for some reason it had no meaning for me. But when I told them this, they'll always say, well, that's the issues I'm dealing with now. And I said, oh, really? Well, this is the answer. So at times, spirit really likes to prepare you ahead of time if you're willing to keep the mind relaxed and to meditate and to keep it in a relaxed state. So it's really important that we do once in a while sit down and enjoy that time off, listen to some nice soft music, not really with someone's voice too often, just mostly with just soft music, something that's very soothing. But it has to be to your own preference because everybody is different. You know, everybody's different because some people like just totally peace and quiet. Go out into the trees, out in the nature, and all you hear is birds singing. You're sitting by yourself. Some people will listen to a drum. It's not your African type of drum, but they'll listen to the vibration of a drum, just hitting the drum. That's like a meditation, going to a meditation. Some people will use flutes to go into a meditation. Some people just listen to very soft music with as mic as in the heart of your voices. And there's actually some people have beautiful voices that can take you there into that dream, into that vision and into the meditation. So it's it depends on how you're receptive to what you feel is easy for you in your surroundings, where you feel comfortable. And I feel that once you've learned to understand where your path is and how to feel comfortable with it, you'll do quite well with that. Now, anyone who wishes to call in, it's toll free number. It's not, you don't have to pay for it. It's toll free. It's 877-876-5227 and 530-876-3222. And this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White SkyCloud on bbsradio.com. Now, I'm working on setting up a chat line. That's going to take time. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm working on right now, is having to set up I'll be putting in Pal Talk later on through this as well for the show, so people get to chat and talk, gives you if they have any questions to ask me as well, because sometimes people don't have the time to use the phone to make contact. But through the chat line, I'm working on that. That'll be coming up later on down the road. Also, July the 19th, I'm going to be doing another radio show. It's talk radio. It's called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud. And that is about your spiritual journey. Anybody who wishes to talk about the work that they do in any kind of spiritual sense, or the path that they've been taking, and that would be a great teaching tool, if they feel it would be a great teaching tool for others to understand, or if they've written a book and the experience they've gone through, whether it's through paranormal, whether it's through a loss of a loved one in the family. And that's going to be happening on the 19th of July. And my first guest I'm going to have on July the 17th, that's going to be on a Wednesday at 2 o'clock, between 2 and 3. And the man, his name is Dennis Spaulding. And Dennis Spaulding actually is a really nice fellow. Him and I talked, and his son passed away a couple of years previously before, and he was searching to make contact with his son, and I guess his son through the years has been sending him symbols through either Dreamtime and his presence being in the home. So I guess with all the research that Dennis has been going through, and he's been given all kinds of information, and I'm not going to give you everything about what's going to happen on there, but I will say this, that it's going to be quite an eye-opening show, because when Dennis tells his story, that when his son made contact with him, you may end up having tears in your eyes and thinking, oh my God, I can't believe that my son made contact with me, or that you can make contact with your children or a loved one that's passed over. Where am I here? Now I'm just looking for that one. laid it down. Oh my God, I can't find it. Anyways, it's with Dennis being on there when he comes on the show, it's going to be quite interesting. You're going to enjoy him. No, I just laid him down here for a second. Oh yes, that too. He's got a book he wrote, and I'm just looking for that book right now. Here we go. And the book is called My Search for the Afterlife. And so basically it's all to do with a book that explores the real communication between father and deceased son. So it's going to be quite the show. That's on July the 19th, so everybody keep your mark that calendar. The show is called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud. That's on the 19th. And then on the 26th of July also, we're going to have another man on, another fellow on, a good friend. I've been on his show a few times. And his name is Kevin W. Smith, and he's got the Kevin Smith Show, and that I've been interviewed on a few times. And he's written a book. So it's going to be quite interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun to listen to and to talk and have a chat with Kevin. Instead of talk, Kevin asked me questions, I get to ask Kevin questions. And his show or his interview is going to be very interesting as well, because the book that he's written is based on the belief about the Bible and different issues that people have talked to him about, and how you're looking at the philosophy of it. And his show or his show is really interesting to listen to as well. But like I said, Kevin's really nice fellow to talk to, and he's quite the entertainer. I like him. I like Kevin. Anyway, he's got two people coming up on Wednesday at 2 to 3, and that's on the show itself. Now, I was sent something the other day. And I guess some people were asking questions, and you said, well, how come psychics, they use the word psychic? Well, I don't know why, but for some reason I think the Greek people started using psychic, because I guess the word was very common, very soft-spoken. And P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, the word psychic, it's a Greek word, means soul, S-O-U-L. And so basically, it just basically talks about people who are communicating with the soul. And because the soul goes through the experience, the soul goes through the trauma, the soul goes through the love, the soul goes through all the emotions that we've experienced. And that's what really what the psychic word is all about. I get a kick out of people who say, well, I hate psychics. Oh, you hate souls. Oh, okay. Some people like psychics. Everyone has an opinion of their own, a voice of their own opinion. But the word psychic is not really a bad thing. And it's just basically some people have a hard time understanding what the word means. Yes, society today may have abused the word psychic too much, or abused the issue of what psychics do. But while our job here that comes from the heart, and trying to let people know what's going on in life, is to believe in the soul, to believe in yourself, that your soul is giving you guidance, your spirit is giving you guidance, you have a higher self that's giving you guidance. And so there's so much to learn from. Now, this paper, some Bible quotes, for example, were sent to me. And some people are skeptics. They'll say, well, what gives you, as a skeptic, is there anything in the Bible that says that a psychic is a good person or a bad person? Well, number one, I don't want to quote the Bible all the time, but I've always been taught something through the years when I was a kid growing up. And to share with words, there actually was the Bible quote, which is actually Corinthians 11 through 20, and Jesus said, with these gifts that I have, you will have greater, which basically is saying that he's passing his gifts on to all those who wish to follow God's light. And so I feel myself in my heart, this is exactly what I'm doing, and I feel that we all are given that gift. Doesn't mean that we're, that each of us are, that you know, whoever's been doing something wrong is going to have that taken away from them. What I'm saying is that anyone who's ever wanted to practice it like that will become the healer. And so we have many healers in this world, whether it's through the physical healing, which is a doctor, the nurse, the caregiver, the mother, the father, the grandfather, the grandmother. We're all healers in our own way. And even children are healers. Children actually can walk up to someone who's dealt with a loss of a loved one, and that grandchild or child changes their way of thinking. It changes, it slows down their thinking. You know what? So here's youth. Here's a child that's so young, wants to learn something. And so let's say, Grandma, can you tell me why Grandpa went away? Can you tell me why Daddy moved? Can you tell me why Mommy is sad? This is what a child's asking questions. So then we, as an adult, are giving those children answers. But as we're giving them the answers, it's helping to soothe the heart. So we don't always have to use the word psychic. We're just trusting what feels right comes from the heart. So some people practice it as a profession. Some people use it as everyday living. Now, there's also basically another part here. It says, skeptics, only the Bible on ghosts. Samuel, under Samuel 1:28-6 to 28:16, Samuel consults a medium to conjure the spirit of Samuel for guidance from the other side of the lake, of the grave. All these are already placed in the Bible, all these quotes, and I don't want to become too Bible quoting all the time, but it is basically, I thought it was to share some information that I would like people out there to actually look in the Bible and see in there, because we are called seers. You know, we're not, we were actually called soothsayers. We're called seers, and S-E-E-R-S. And that was basically what our really what our job was. We're not soothsayers. Soothsayer was actually someone, because it says in there, beware of the soothsayer. The soothsayer was someone actually who was someone who would try to dupe someone. You know, they make you feel really comfortable, and it makes you know they steal from you. And that's not what we're kind of, what kind of people are like. We're not that kind of person, so we can't be labeled there. I'm not here to defend every psychic, and I'm also not here to defend myself, but I want to share that with the rest of the world, because some people misinterpret and misunderstand what we're all about. And I wanted to bring this across, let everybody know that it's not, we're not so bad. We don't bite. We're just people like everybody else, and we're just having a humanistic great life, and we're having a great time and enjoying and trying to teach as much as we possibly can and share our information with the rest of the world and to have a good time with this. Saturday is a wonderful day. It's very, very warm out there. We're celebrating Canada Day. That's why we're not getting any phone calls, because everybody's out there having a great time. And if I remember correctly, I think there's a hockey game on tonight too. So I'm going to be doing a lot of talking. So I'm going to have a, I'm still going to enjoy doing all this. So let's keep on talking here. Anyways, now here's one I got in an email from someone here just recently, and they have a friend that actually does feng shui, and they're expert in collecting traditional feng shui data. Okay, so this person actually does feng shui. So this is the kind of work this person can also call me about if they want to talk, they want to do an interview for the show and the other show itself. Is they want to, that they practice feng shui and they want to share the information. Great, do that. Now, I have someone sending me a chat line. They're saying that Brazil's losing the World Soccer Cup to France today gave me a lot of credibility with some local people. Okay, that's cool. Now, in the show that I do, besides the Sioux Psychics, doing psychic work, I also work as a paranormal investigator. And a paranormal investigator are people that actually who, well, in one two words, put it down, they're ghost hunters. We are looking for, not always looking for the ghost, but basically we try to find what is causing disruption in other people's homes or places that we go to, and see if there's any kind of history connected to it that actually is, you know, people call it bump in the night. And I do this kind of work as well. And I have been doing this work for a long time. And I've come across a few different places that have had a few spirits that were disruptive, but not really to the point where they would hurt you, but to the point that you know that they're pretty upset. Some are upset, some are going like, okay, I'm glad you're making contact with me now. Now they want to make contact with you. So we have that kind of stuff, these kind of works that I do as well. And in the near future, I'm also going to be working on doing a television show and doing some paranormal investigating out here, out in British Columbia. So that's on the plan as well. So I'm looking forward to having that done. The person who's I'm recognizing to on air, why don't you give me a call? If I'm recognizing the message, give me a call. He says, thanks for the recognition on air. Give me a call, and we'll chat. The phone number is 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. Give me one moment, folks. I'm just sending off to everybody else. Okay. It's kind of cool to be a host of your own show and have fun doing this. I enjoy this. Anyways. Now, just recently, I've been interviewed by a couple other radio shows. One was actually Ghostly Talk, and they were talking about premonitions. So we did a three-hour show with. I was with one of the group. There's five of us that came on radio with the Ghostly Talk people, and we were talking about premonitions. Now that is a very interesting show, doing predictions. And a lot of people say, well, can you do predictions? Well, that's what psychics are all about. That's what mediumship's all about. If we're guided to do this, we will do it.
Hello, Derek?
Yes.
How are you? Namaste.
Hey, homie. How's it going?
Good. It's a Saturday.
It is.
Yes, and I was enjoying the day today.
Oh. What's the weather like over in New York?
No, I'm in Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida.
Okay. Well, you know, I am originally from New York, but that's
besides
the point.
Yeah. It's that New York accent.
We come from Brooklyn. I'm sorry. No, maybe I'm not sorry. Anyway, no, it's a little bit nice down here. It's let's see what the temperature is outside. I know it's hot. It's sunny. Oh, it's 88 degrees, 62% humidity.
Yeah, so basically it's called scattered light.
Yes. And the only thing is, the shuttle didn't blast off today.
No, it didn't, did it?
No, okay. So they're going to blast off tomorrow. But you know what? I was funny. I just happened to catch a news article yesterday where they said that if they do have a problem, they will let the astronauts stay up there with the shuttle, I mean with the space station, and they will send the other shuttle up to get them. Now, I got to say, Derek, I know in about a year ago, well, after the last incident that the explosion of, what was it, Columbia?
Yeah.
And I stated to them, well, darn, they could have kept them up there and sent up the other shuttle to go bring them down.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, are they listening? I think they are. But, yeah, I have to agree with what you've been saying. This is my first time I'm listening to you on air today.
Good.
So,
thanks for listening.
Derek is very right on. I have to give Derek some accolades here of life and pat him on the back. The man is a very good psychic. He knows what he's talking about. He has very good intelligence. Where does that come from? Who am I? I wrote a book, right, Derek?
Yeah, you wrote a book, too.
So, and yes, you know, locally, you know, I have certain places where I stop in, have where I eat, or I have stop at a local yogurt shop and have some yogurt as dessert. And they have gotten to know me over the years, and, of course, me being getting well known out there on certain radio shows and having certain ability, yes. The other day, after I stopped in the store, and one of the young girls, she's Brazilian, and I turned to her and I said, "Sorry, Brazil is going to lose." And she got a little upset. And I joked with her, and I said, "Well, maybe I don't know. I'll have to find out. I'll have to check on it and see if I'm really right." So I knew I was right, but the next day I went back and I said, "By the way, Brazil is going to lose the cup. You know, they're not going to win the cup."
Yeah.
Now, I did not realize that they were going to play France. I don't know much about soccer. I didn't know that they lost to France before. And of course, that day when I told her again the second time, the day before I was stuck there for about an hour and a half because of rain. And it was going to rain again. This time she was a little upset, so she stated to me, "Are you going to leave before the rain comes?" So, and of course today, you know, I just happened to catch I never really watched soccer, and today I just happened to get home at a certain time and I turned it on and I find out France is winning 1-0. That's what they won by, 1-0 at the end of the game. So,
cool.
I was a little happy. It does give credibility. I was even asked by certain people, and I don't know if you've heard of the place, Casadega. It's located in DeLand, Florida, up near Orlando.
Yeah.
You've heard of that place.
Yeah.
So, and that's a very interesting place from what I read on the website.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
now,
how's
your... I got a question for you, homie.
Huh?
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Now, we did the radio show interview on this show, and do you realize how many of us that came on, that the 3 hours that we filled never had the chance to finish the whole show because there was so much to talk about, and the premonitions are just coming out like you wouldn't believe?
Mm-hmm.
You look at it, there's so many people that are making predictions, and so many people are trying to call in. They wanted to call in and do readings.
They wanted readings?
We weren't even there to do readings. We're just there to do premonitions or even talk about what we do.
Yes.
But the interesting part of it is that I would like to do is see if we can do this, is do the same thing on this show and to get a group of people here, if it's possible, talk to Donald about it. And see if we can do something here by creating, called a psychic awareness.
Yeah, like a round table.
Like a round table, and just chat it up, and put this in here on this show, on this station, and I'm sure it's going to get a lot of people's attention.
Yeah, so that's what we're all about, Derek. We have to enlighten everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what's sad, but. I remember Jill stated something like, you know, "I can't help it. I got to give this stuff out. You know, information we're giving out, it's not good news."
Oh, definitely.
You know, for some people, like when I said to this girl, "Brazil is going to lose," to her, it's not good news. All right? But to France, to people in France, it's good news.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So it's how you look at it.
Yeah.
Okay? We know certain events of the future could be bad for certain degrees of life.
Which baseball team used to worry about, they call it the curse, because every time it was the baseball curse, they'd never won a game, and then all of a sudden, they finally won a pennant. Who was
that? Oh, that was Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
There was a Bambino curse.
Yeah, the Bambino curse. Well, they broke the curse.
Yes. I mean, you know, when you talk about curses, you know, on baseball, I even had fun with this one with a good friend of mine and certain other people. prior to the Marlins winning the World Series in 2003. Well, after they won it in 97, they traded away Jeff Conine. And Jeff Conine said, and people heard him, and it was he was leaving the stadium after they traded him after that season when they won the World Series in 97.
Yeah.
He stated, may the Marlins never win until they correct this situation again. Now, it was ironic that in the 2003 year, right at the end of the trading deadline, at the end of August, they traded to get Jeff Conine. And, of course, he appeared with the Marlins in 2003 in that September and went to the World Series with them, and, of course, they won. Now, the question is, now, would they have won the World Series or gotten that far if Jeff Conine did not get traded back to the Marlins in that year? Hey, we don't know, correct?
Yeah.
But, you know, curses, I sort of laugh at them because I do have a tendency to understand maybe that there are certain spirits that do roam that like to play with certain things of life to create havoc amongst people. They enjoy it.
I got one for you. Mm-hmm. We talk about Nostradamus quite often, didn't we?
Okay, yeah.
And the thing is that whatever, I wonder if there's some chance that a Nostradamus would ever have had or somebody had ever thought about it, by him predicting a game that actually dealt with the same similar type of baseball curse. Was that ever predicted by through him, or did they ever talked about?
Not with Nostradamus, no.
No.
But funny thing is, when you mention that.
But I mean, just the way you bring, you know, we talk about these type of things that last for so many years, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 years.
Well, I could say this much. I know when there was some sort of curse, even with the Marlins playoffs with the Chicago Cubs. Now, I know, with myself, you know, with certain friends, I've gave some information about 2 months ahead of time that the Marlins were going to win the World Series and that it was in the bag. And now, when they were down 3-2 in the sixth game, here they were losing. And sure enough, some fan struck his hand out, Bartlett was his name, to grab a foul ball that Moises Alou could have caught. And what happened was right after that, the floodgates opened for the Marlins to win Game 6 and then proceeded to win Game 7. Now, they had a curse that even there was a curse on the Cubs about some fan a long time ago was ejected from the ballpark or something, and he put a curse on the team. And even just recently, when they lost, with that one ball that was caught by that fan, finally they bought that ball from him, and they said, well, let's see if we can break the curse by exploding the ball. So they exploded the ball. It's how people, you know, look at curses.
What they do, just...
I find it funny, and I enjoy it.
I'm surprised they didn't have somebody, a medicine man or somebody coming out there from some, you know, and doing a curse removal if they think they have to, but just to demonstrate in front of public. Because you know that media, like Hollywood, they would do something like that to...
Oh, yeah, there have been many a times in baseball. There's been a lot. Baseball players are well known to be very superstitious.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I know baseball players in my life. I mean, I played the game myself, but I was
superstitious.
I just played ball myself.
I was one of an all-star. But I remember a young man playing baseball. He actually, and no word of a lie, he wore a young girl's panties because he thought, well, number one, he said they felt better, but he said that he wore them because that was like a good luck charm.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, come on.
I mean, there are ball players. When, if they all of a sudden get on a hot streak, you know, they have a good day, they don't even change their underwear the next day.
Oh,
or their socks, or their T-shirt, whatever it is. Now, if they're going good for 2 weeks, I really say, yo, could you do me a favor?
Nobody's going to hang around the stands either.
Don't sit next to me, all right?
You just lost your friends.
Yeah. You could be on the bench of the ball club. Yo, sit all the way down there, huh? Yo, where there's nobody. 10, 20 feet away, please.
So now, I want to ask you a question,
yeah.
Homie. Normally, this is my show, people asking me questions, but I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had, yourself, have you ever had anybody come to you for a lot of readings at all yourself?
No, I don't do readings like everybody else does.
Yeah?
I stay, there's a reason why.
But have you used any of the Nostradamus ideas, like for example, when you write a person's name down, and like you ever follow the quatrain?
I know, I'm very familiar with a lot of the quatrains.
Yeah, like sometimes people say, you know, if you look on up, and would it be a would a person's name be in the quatrain? Or like for example, if there's
Louis Pasteur's name is there.
Louis Pasteur, yeah.
Yeah, his name is there.
Yeah.
You know, he gave reference to certain individuals, and he did, you know, he wrote even, you know, specified, like, Roman pontiff, okay?
Yeah.
And when he mentioned kings or queens, they didn't necessarily have to be a real king. As we know it, like the king of France or the king of England. Anybody with power would be referenced as a king or a queen,
yeah,
or a prince or princess. You know, when you mentioned on that show, yeah, it's depending upon what words was used and what they really meant at that time frame, and what they mean today could be totally different.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, when you don't mind, we bring up the mention about Saint. I said Saint Malachi. It's actually Saint Malachy.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talked about, you know, what he wrote about the last pope, I mean, that could be just, it's not the end of the world. It could be just the end of the church as we know it.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, even Nostradamus writes about a monarchy for 7,000 years. All right, so that's something of the future. You know, what kind of monarchy would I think about? Anything that I know that could last that long would probably be God's reign on this earth. How peacefulness could reign. That's something, you know, hey, that's something he wrote, so.
Yeah.
All right? and
well,
that's what
I really
see.
I appreciate you calling me, homie, or unless you have a question to ask me.
Well, no, I heard you say, well, you know, wanted to give a call in, so I just happened to be here, and.
Sure.
I said, you know, let me check in. You know, oh, it's look what time it is. It's 6 o'clock my time, 6:09. I said, let me check in with let me listen to your show for this afternoon while I was cleaning up. And you said, call in. You know, I'm recognizing you on air, so I gave you a call in. And I'm very thankful that we had this chat. So
yeah, well, it's been a pleasure having you on. It's a different kind of subject, but I think it's great to do talk about something different once in a while. It doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't. It's very enlightening for other things. You know, sure, we claim we're psychic. Well, how about all the other writings out there? Uh-huh. We could talk about that another day.
Sure.
All right. We could discuss the Bible code on another time.
There you go. I'll have you on my other show then.
Okay.
We'll have a chat about that.
We'll chat about that. Otherwise, you know, I do have some things I got to do, and you got your show to do. You got 10 minutes left.
I'm on the 10. Okay.
Okay, man.
I appreciate it, homie. Thanks.
Enjoy the weekend, and everybody enjoy the weekend. For those in the States, have a nice 4th of July weekend, and may you get home safely.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, homie.
Been a pleasure talking to you, Terry.
Take care.
And may God bless.
You too.
See
you.
Bye.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's good to have homie call. He actually... this fellow here is involved with the philosophies of Nostradamus, and he brought us together, brought a bunch of us together as psychics and mediums to talk about different types of mediumship and other stuff that we do in our field. And it was really, really immaculate. And I want to do this on my show. I want to put this together because I think it's a good idea to keep on hyping up a lot of our people that we work with in this field. Or even if we can get everybody here, a bunch of people come together out of our station here and see if we want to sit down and see three or four of us sit together and have a good chat for 2-3 hours. Anyways, anyways, we wish to call in. We still got 9 minutes left, and it's 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. We have a new thing coming up here, and I want to share with everybody else there. We have a cruise coming up quite soon for next year. It's called Cruise with BBSRadio.com with Carolyn Evers as well. She's one of our other mediums on our other show program. This is before me. And she wants to do the triple of the Masters, and so the BBS Radio is getting all of us people, anybody who also wants to be involved, to come and gather everyone together. And so if anybody out there in this radio land that wants to join us on a cruise, please give us a call. And it's a Mexican cruise. And it's a 7-day cruise, and that's going to be happening, I believe it's March 2007. So if anybody's interested, can please call in the number to the office, or you can click on the site under www.bbsradio.com, and the cruise starts from Los Angeles all the way to Acapulco, and then it comes back through other stations from Race Street through up to Puerto Vallarta and the Cabo San Lucas and the Bay back to L.A. So it's a 7-day cruise, and apparently it's supposed to be a lot of fun. So, and there's certainly going to be classes involved, teachings, demonstrations of our work as mediums, not just, you know, as well as healers. And so it's going to be quite the cruise, I've been told. And the program or the cruise name for it is called Sacred Journeys. So BBS Radio and Caroline Evers is a friend of mine. Caroline Evers has they decided to want to put something together. It's going to be really, really great to do, I'm sure. I'm looking forward to see the response from the public. So if anybody's interested in contacting the station, get onto the computer and look up the site, and it says posting info board at the very top of the page. It's worth your while to take a look, and I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun doing it, going and getting involved. Now, before I close, we've only had one call for this weekend. Because it's been summertime, you know, it's expected, and right now we're celebrating Canada Day. Canada Day, we do have fireworks, but not as many fireworks as United States does, because Canada right now is putting out laws that we cannot use fireworks any longer. So they passed a law that in Canada that comes to the point now you have to have a license. If you don't have a license, can't use fireworks. And but they're making it to the point where there won't be any fireworks in existence anymore, because we've had too many injuries through the years. And I know, because my mother was part of that one time in the past, many years ago when she was quite young. But anyways, doesn't mean we can't stop celebrating Canada Day. And Canada Day is, I've been involved in many different programs. One last year, I actually, as a Métis myself, I was wearing my regalia and I carried a Métis flag. And we had eight canoes come in from across the waters, land in Fort Langley here in British Columbia. And then we carried the canoe to the fort and did the presentation, and then they carried the canoes back out to the water, and then they canoed away. It was a beautiful ceremony that took place. I'm sure it's taking place again today as it was last year. Everyone celebrating Canada Day all across Canada, and there's all kinds of programs involved, from every types of multicultural programs from all across the world that are immigrants from other parts of Europe and across the world that are now celebrating Canada Day. So you're going to start seeing red and red faces and red, maple leaf red flags on people's faces. Like, you got stamps and you got tattoos, and there's people are just having a big hoot out here. So if there's anybody from Canada that is listening to the show, happy Canada Day, and looking forward to talking to you folks next week. It's been a good Saturday. And it's really hot outside. I noticed that because, I mean, I had to turn my fans down a bit so that I can actually talk to you guys on radio because it's hard to hear when the fans are running, especially if the air conditioning's on. But other than that, it's good for 1 hour. And I'm looking forward to talking to you folks next week. And so, anyways, I'll call the show a little bit shorter today. And if anybody, oh, by the way, if anyone wants to listen to the archives, I do have archives up on my page. So when you go to bbsradio.com, look under Between Two Worlds. It's on the, it'll say the Saturday, the listing of Monday through Saturday. And look under Between Two Worlds, click on that page, and it'll say Archives. And you click on that, you can listen to the show, that other readings that took place, and any types of works that I've spoken about. And if anybody has any comments or anything they want us to share, you can also email to BBS Radio and tell them about my program and what you want to say and how you want to say it. And I don't mind if you have any comments, whether they're negative or positive. The fact is that it's good to know that, because at least I know you guys are listening to me, listening to the show. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again. And I'm looking forward to having a chat with the rest of you folks out there quite soon. So I'll talk to you next Saturday. And the next following Saturday will be, I'll be up in Slave Lake in Alberta. I'll be doing readings for a week. I'll be gone from the 5th to the 12th and of July of this month. And I'm going to be, and Slave Lake is about 3 miles northwest of Edmonton. Or sorry, not 3 miles, 3 hours northwest of Edmonton. So if anybody who is in the northern part of Alberta that want to make contact with me to get a reading up in the northern part of Alberta, to go get a hold of my website, and I'll get you hooked up to the people that are doing readings out of in that area. I will be doing radio from Slave Lake. They'll be calling me there. They'll be having a good chat with you guys. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to somebody else calling. Who am I listening to? Hello?
Hi there. We're just, we send a beep to kind of round off the shows, let you know we're coming up to the top of the hour and heading towards the next show. So go ahead and wrap her up and have a nice night.
Okay. Anyways, we're shutting the show down. 2 minutes. Okay. Anyways, looking forward to talking to you folks. I will talk to you folks. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me in Slave Lake to contact me, now my website is WhiteSkyCloud.com, WhiteSkyCloud.com. It's all one word, WhiteSkyCloud.com. And my email address is WhiteSkyCloud@yahoo.com. My phone number here to reach me is 604-818-8375. I do one-hour readings. I charge $80 an hour Canadian. I do have PayPal on my website. So if anyone wants to get a hold of me to get a reading, please give me a call. It's been a wonderful weekend, a wonderful Saturday, and looking forward to talk to you guys next week. And have a wonderful week, and don't work too hard. Just cruise and enjoy the weather. Take care, guys. Enjoy Canada Day. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.